Well, Nick, I feel like I need to just give you a little bit of information before we get started on my talk. I'm a little unconventional in the way I speak because I also have this gift, I guess you would call it a psychic medium, or I channel spirit, or I just kind of relax my body and I let the message come through. So I'm very animated in my speaking, and you might see me jump up as I always get started with something tangible, logical on paper. But as we go, the energy kind of builds, and I will probably jump up out of my seat and be talking very animatedly and loud, and I close my eyes so I can concentrate. So just a little FYI. So just be open to experience what you're going to see today, and roll with it. It usually feels really good when we're done, though. All right. So welcome, everybody. Today's topic is intention. And when Connie asked me, what's your topic? I was like, intention. There's something about intention, right? And the book that came to mind when I said intention was The Power of Intention by this guy. I have to confess, I've never read the book. And I laughed because I went to the library to get this book so I could read it for today's talk, and I didn't have my library card in my wallet. So I said, oh, well, I'll leave it at the library. I'll just flip through some pages and then I'll feel it, right? I'll get it, right? So I put it back on the shelf. This morning, when I went to my personal bookshelf in my home to pull out the other material I wanted to bring today, guess who had the book on her bookshelf? Who's never read it? But this is today's topic, okay? Maybe I'll read it and be inspired to read it after I'm done. We'll see if I'm right about what's coming through on that. But another great book that is the epitome to me about having intentions show up in your life is a book called Ask and It Is Given, Learning to Manifest Your Desires by Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. This book is really, really good because it's one of those texts that you can read it once and you get the idea. Then you pick it up a couple weeks later and you see something that you didn't see before and you kind of get it at a new level. Then a couple years go by and you pull it off again and you kind of see it and feel it at a different level, right? So the message is so simple. It's ask, allow, receive is one way of saying it. It's a very simple concept, but to have it show up in your life is a totally different thing. So today's talk is really about the law of attraction and the law of creativity, deliberate creation, and what other goody one do I have here in my notes? The law of allowing, right? We have all these good ideas about allowing it. And so I'm gonna just read you what I have here about what intention is and some really good nuggets about intention I found. Intention is an awareness of purpose that guides our words and actions. When we are intentional, we use our time and other resources thoughtfully. Since we have limited energy, money, and power, we treat these as precious gifts, not to be squandered carelessly, but to be spent in ways that bring healing, happiness into the world. We direct our energy towards the things that mean the most to us and those we serve. Intention is living day to day, moment to moment, with a sense of choice and purpose. It means being continuously conscious of how the present moment relates to our values and goals, and where there are greatest opportunities to cultivate love, beauty, and delight. So, how do you live with intention? This is a real quick, short essay that I found that I thought was pretty good. And the title is How to Live with Intention. It is a proven fact that your success is directly linked to your focused determination. What do I mean by that? Well, think of a time in your life when you really wanted to get something done. Did it happen by you sitting around and putting your attention on a million other things? No. It happened because you were focused and set all your attention on it until you got it done. That is how our lives work. I am sure you have heard the phrase, keep your eyes on the prize. Living with intention is doing exactly that, keeping your eyes on the prize. I hear you saying it's easy for you to say. Well, that's right. You can do it easily and effortlessly. First, you have to have clarity. Clarity means that you must have a clear picture of what you want to go or what you want to accomplish. This is about identifying your dreams and goals. The bottom line is we all want to be successful. Your job is to be clear on what path you would like to travel in order to get your desired outcome. It is very important that you know your path so that if and when you take a wrong turn, you recognize that you strayed and quickly and easily return to the right path. Clarity is about knowing with every fiber of your being that this dream or goal is exactly what you want. Secondly, you have to know your life's purpose. We are all on this planet for a reason. What is your purpose? You would be surprised, as I was, to know that your goals and dreams are more than likely linked to your life's purpose. Take a moment and think about that. What is your life's purpose? Interesting, isn't it? The way things work. You might say, but I don't know what my purpose is, and that's okay. To get clear on your dreams and goals, you will see a path to your purpose in life. You will find that the events that have occurred in your life have been leading you to your life's purpose. You just needed to bring it into your awareness fully. Isn't it awesome to know that you are able to get out of your own way and let things flow? And the third piece is to be focused. You must be focused in order to achieve your goals and dreams. You might be saying, it is hard to be focused in this hectic life. There's always some crisis happening, and I hardly have time to get anything done. All of that may appear to be true, but let me tell you a well-known secret. Everything that happens in our lives is created by us, whether good or bad. How? Our thoughts create actions. Remember the message of believing is seeing. That's right. When we focus on the most of what happens in our lives, it's hard to lose focus. It is very important to be focused on the right thing. Here is the key. If you have laser sharp focus on your goals and dreams, then nothing can detract your attention. Things can and will happen. However, you are able to deal with any situation with ease and grace because you are so focused. The dictionary defines intention as this. Number one, an act or instance of determining mentally upon some action or result. Number two, purpose or attitude toward the effect of one's actions or conduct. You live with intention by having clarity, knowing your purpose and being focused. You can truly live a golden life by living with intention. Each day you will wake up feeling a great knowing that every thought and action you perform is done purposefully. You will learn how to take responsibility for your actions instead of being a victim of circumstances. Anything less than living with intention is not living the life of your dreams, is it? So when I read that, that automatically took me to the teachings of what's in Asking and It's Given and Science of Mind, because Ernest Holmes, in his own way, he doesn't really use the word intention, but he talks about the universal life force and the creative energy that we're all tuned into, and using your intuition. So it's very beautiful how, you know, most authors and artists are always talking about, and religions for that matter, are always talking about this unseen energy. And we have a tendency as human beings to always think that that's outside of ourselves, that we have no control. It's happening to us instead of through us. And when we talk about the law of attraction states that all forms of matter and energy are attracted to that which is love-like vibration. The implications of this law are vast, and the law holds true for all known universes. That which is like unto itself is drawn. The thoughts we hold and attract, similar thoughts have become large masses of thought called thought forms. The general vibration that a person holds is representative of balance of their thoughts. As we become aware or conscious of our thoughts, then we can raise our vibration by setting forth thought that is more in harmony with what we desire. When our thoughts are in harmony with our highest desires, we are filled with joy and ecstasy. When we learn to set forth our thoughts consciously, we are no longer victims of our own outdated programming. We increasingly attract thought of a higher vibration and raise to the level of thought that which we habitually vibrate. So, you know, that's one part is the thought, right? And then you have the law of allowing, which the law of allowing states that there's already a steady stream of pure energy in all that is. We either allow it or we disallow it. When we allow it, we feel pure positive energy. When we disallow it, we feel negative emotion. It is in the realm of emotions that our inner beings communicate with us most effectively. Thoughts tend to get confusing, but negative emotions and positive emotions are clear messengers that we can either stay on track with or not. And usually we follow our highest purpose when we are feeling good. So Abraham states that we came here with clear intentions to vibrate in harmony with our soul's desire and do and be and have everything we want. Yet when we merge into our physical body, we are quickly bombarded with lackful thoughts and of how there is good and how there is bad. And then we need to veer away from harm and steer towards good. Abraham teaches that moving away from harm is the way it is because in our intention to that which we are not wanting, we focus on lack. The only way out is of this seeming trap is to focus on one pure and steady stream of joy. And that is coming forth to us at all times from our inner beings. And when we are not in a joyful state, it is because our attention is temporarily removed from our natural state, which is pure positive energy. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about a personal experience lately of how I apply this into my daily life. I speak publicly and give, you know, people messages on how to feel better. I like to term myself as an uplifter. I like to say that I show up for people to make them feel better. And I have recently realized I need to start practicing what I preach. And so I always give this example of recently I've been giving the example of we're all survivors, right? And this thing called fear, you know, keeps us from living our lives of dreams. And we get stuck in, oh my gosh, if I feel that fear, I'm not going to be able to survive it, right? So we spend all our time overeating, drinking, doing drugs, having sex, over shopping, whatever our vice is, to avoid feeling a feeling, right? And what I'm coming to understand fully is that when I set an intention for a breakthrough on any subject matter, if I can feel those feelings and get through feeling the good cry, feeling the good act of anger, feeling the frustration fully, when I get on the other side of that emotion, I have my clarity, right? I have the clarity that this is speaking to. So when you allow yourself to take the 10 minutes to feel your feeling fully and really get honest with how you feel, what's on the other side, right? Usually more peace, more calm, more clarity, right? So I recently have been doing something that's kind of twofold. I've been talking to the pains in my body, right? Because I'm a firm believer that when you have a physical ailment, there's always a emotional component to it. For example, I was talking to a person yesterday, and she was asking if you know, my opinion on if she should have surgery for a hole in her heart. And I said, yes, you probably should, you know, because that's a good thing to do. You want that fixed, right? But as I was talking to her, I sensed some anger from her, right? And I started asking her, honey, what are you angry about? What's going on? And she went on to say why she was angry and so forth and so on. And as we spoke, we got to a better feeling place about the anger. And then when we were done with the conversation, she was so eager and happy to have this heart surgery. Well, because her focus was wrong. Her focus was on the fear, I'm going to die, and angry at myself and angry at my body that I created this hole in the heart type mentality, right? And when we softened all that guilt and that fear, she is now eager to have it done so she can get back to living fully, right? And so I was like, okay, I'm doing something with myself. I'm sitting here talking and you know, I have this little back pain that's nagging me. And I'm like, okay, this is how I'm personally doing it. I'm finding that it's working. So I set the intention in the morning to have a breakthrough about this pain, right? And I say, I'm holding the intention. I'm gonna trust that it's gonna be great, right? I'm gonna have some breakthrough. That's all I'm focusing on, the breakthrough. My mind wants to say how, go see doctors, go take meds, da 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 da. But the intention is the breakthrough, holding that pure positive energy that Abraham talks about, right? Holding that pure positive energy and trusting with your whole mind, body, and soul that everything is gonna be fine. Well, that all feels good, right? But here's inevitably what happens. All the feelings about it start coming up, right? Well, what did I do to my back? Am I sitting too much? Am I driving too much? Am I not exercising? I need to stretch more, da, 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 da. The mind just wants to tell you how to fix it, right? Well, the thing is you can embrace all that mind chatter and still hold that I'm going to have a breakthrough about this back pain, then you just, when your mind starts yip-yapping, you just have to bring it back to focus, right? You have the intention of focus because you want the clarity on the other side of feeling the feeling, right? So you just allow yourself to have, you know, I trust that I'm going to have the breakthrough, right? Well, inevitably, this is how life works. If you make the breakthrough, the vibration, the intention, your focus, and allow law of attraction to bring it to you, Carrie's flipping channels on TV and pops on HSN, and there's some new little device that looks like a pair of bike handlebars that you push, you have your legs up like this, and you push your thighs away from you, and it stretches the lower spine for sciatica, right? So to me, because I'm an aware person that I am, I'm like, thank you. I had my breakthrough. I ordered my toy and it works. Cool. Right? So that is a very minor example of how if you trust to have a breakthrough, you can. So I've been using this intention of I'm going to have a breakthrough of whatever's stuck in my craw. If it's a person, is it a place, it's a thing, you know, relationship, what have you, I'm just holding the intention of having a breakthrough. And inevitably, what happens is you start gaining momentum and you become the law of attraction magnet. And the universe says, oh, ding, 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 there's a breakthrough happening over here. Let's see if she's going to allow it through. Well, here's where people get stuck. Right? People have a tendency to say, oh, I want this great thing. And then their feelings come up. Am I doing it right? And they listen to their mind chatter. Oh my goodness, what am I doing? And that's where they get stuck in the loop. Right? But if you can just embrace those beautiful thoughts and let them pass through like a cloud in the sky, right? Like if you can just trust that they're just coming up to pass through, the good cry, the fit of frustration is just coming through to pass through, then you have more clarity. You're more centered. You're more grounded. Right? So you have to choose that, you know, sometimes the breakthrough might not feel good because it's bringing up emotions that you've suppressed. But if you allow those emotions to come up and out, how many times have we done that and it worked out in our favor? And usually it's better than we think it is on the other side. Right? So you just have to have this intention of trusting and breakthrough. But here's the thing. When you have your mind chatter going and you have, we might have a tendency to get stuck. If you generally ask yourself the question, why am I feeling this way? Or can I have clarity on the feeling? When we take the 10 minutes, it takes 10 minutes, people, 10 minutes to get really honest with yourself and say, I feel this way about this subject. And sometimes it doesn't even make sense. You have no idea that it was all connected in the way it connects. But when you allow yourself to truly get honest, what happens? The heart breaks open. It breaks through. The honesty is the key. It's the vibration of honesty and truth that'll set you free, right? And then when you get on the other side, you're saying, now you're standing in your new truth, and you're stronger as a result of it, and you have more clarity because you're now saying, oh, yes, I can handle it. I survived it. I mean, if we all looked at back on our stories of our life, there's some stuff we've all survived pretty well. And it didn't feel good, but we survived it, and here we are, right? So just knowing that power is within you to take control and allow that intention to be the strong vibration that it has the potential to be, and trust and allow that it's coming. And when you doubt, just say, hey, doubt, thank you for showing up. I love you anyway, but I'm sticking to my truth. My truth is I'm going to have a breakthrough about this subject, right? I'm going to trust that it's going to flow, and I'm trusting that it's going to work, and it's going to show up the way I want it to show up, right? So it takes practice. It takes a willingness. But if you're absolutely willing to set intentions on a day-to-day basis, you will find your own vibration and your own magic and your own technique to it. You know, we can only guide, you know, and suggest ways of doing stuff. But when you really get this vibration of, yeah, I intend to have a breakthrough on all this stuff. And usually the stuff is related to some stupid fear. And if you allow yourself to get on the other side of the fear and feel the fear fully, you're better for it, right? If you're better for it. So you know, it's kind of twofold today about, you know, knowing the power of setting an intention, but allowing your emotions to be in and through you and go away, right? And that's the beautiful term of let it go, right? You allow yourself to feel it fully and let it go, right? But the only way is through. The only way is through. It's not a logical process. It's a feeling process, and you have to allow yourself to feel your way through it. But once you get on the other side and you're in that new clarity, law of universe comes back, or law of attraction, and the universe says, oh, look at her go. We got to give her some more good stuff. Got to give her more good stuff. She's doing good. Got to give her more good stuff. Oh, well, she fell off track. Let her wait. Let's wait for her to get back on track. Oh, there she's back on track. Right? Right? But accepting it all instead of judging it and condemning it, you have that power within you to break through and get through the other side. So my intention for everybody is to feel that intention of breakthrough, right? Because if you honestly and truthfully say, I trust that a breakthrough for me personally, what I need to do to heal, is coming through, then you allow it. And when it happens, it's always in a, you know, we like to think it, for me, my experience is, it's never some big grandiose aha moment that, you know, the clouds part and the symphony sing and, you know, the marching band comes and says, Carrie, you got it, right? It's always a whisper. It's always a, now do you get it? Do you see? Right? And it's always like, oh yeah, yeah, I do get it. Thank you, right? It's always a whisper, not a big grandiose thing. So, you know, that's my intention for you today is to really get honest with how you're feeling and be true to what you really, your heart desires and how you want your life to be, and hold this intention of breaking through it so you can have more love, more life, more happiness, more joy, more health, more wealth, more unity, more fun. Right? Because it's all within you. You have the control over your attitude, your emotions, and your feelings, and your vibration, and how you want your life to be. So here's to breakthrough, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Wow. Yeah.